I know why the birds always sing. I know why the moon shines at night. Yesterday's gone, today moves on. Tomorrow will be all right.
Students at all three Bath County schools and a group of adults had the pleasure of joining in with Dylan Pritchard, storyteller and educator, on Thursday, that evening, and Friday during the school day. He tells his stories in the tradition of a griot from West Africa who includes singing some instruments and praise or themes universal to all.
Within this griotic tradition, the griot asks a lot of questions. So I'm asking a lot of questions. And I'm not asking a question to see if you're right or wrong. It's to see if you heard what was said or how you interpreted what you heard. And all I'm trying to say is that storytelling is the art of listening. And because it's the art of listening, if you really listen to what people say, then you can understand how if you miss one word, it can be misinterpreted.
On Thursday evening, Dylan's stories included one from his own childhood that took listeners to a little settlement of Lucktown and right into his grandmother's home. Another, more timeless tale used several traditional elements, including repetition and call and response or audience participation.
The next day, the boy heard another beautiful song. And sure enough, when he walked into the forest, there on the same limb sat the same bird singing
another song.
Another beautiful song. And the boy, he
admired.
But he noticed the bird was hungry, so he held out his hand. Bird jumped into his palm. He placed him into his palm and took him home to feed him. When the father came home, the father asked,
"What are you doing?"
But the boy was persuasive. So he fed Bird and he let Bird go.
Even after the story took a less joyful turn, Dylan's line of questions led listeners to a variety of understandings and possibly some new ways of looking at things not considered before.
Why was the boy feeding the bird? Because he was hungry. And not only that, but he
admired
the music. And he knew that if that bird wasn't fed, because it was hungry, that the music would stop. So meaning that, we gotta feed those things that we love. Those things that we admire, we gotta feed them.
Throughout the whole performance, laughter alternated with silent, almost breathless listening. One happy ending is the generosity of the Friends of the Library, the partnership with Garth Newell Music Center, and the rapt listeners from school age through grandparents will likely make a repeat performance almost guaranteed.
I want to thank you for the invitation. Thanks to the Friends of the Library. Thanks to Rhonda. Thanks to those who work in the library, those who support the library, and the community at large. This is a neat place. Do a lot of programs, go a lot of places, see a lot of people. This is a unique and neat place.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.